Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
I'm Scott Aukerman.
I'm Lauren Lapkus. I wanted to be you.
Oh,
got there too quickly.
We are Threedom.
I swiped you.
Yeah.
We are Threedom.
We are Threedom. And this is the show where we talk.
Ah, great description.
Thank you.
Yes.
What's up?
Let's get into it. We talk about this. We talk about that.
We talk about everything.
We talked about a baseball bat.
You know.
Yeah, man. Let's get real. Let's immediately get real.
Okay.
All right.
How real do you want to get? All the way?
I want to go all the way real.
Okay. Like how crazy?
How crazy? Like of how crazy?
I have a glass eye.
Oh,
okay,
shit.
Same.
There.
Me too.
What? That's, is it the same one?
We share it. You don't remember?
You guys are trading off glass eyes?
We share one brown eye.
What? You guys share an asshole?
You do.
You know what I mean? Sounds like you do.
You ever know anyone with a glass eye?
Let me start the fire.
No, actually, I just something
Ooh,
horrible just
very
happened.
Cozy.
Speaking of, well, that sounds really good, actually.
Thank you. I'm a good Foley artist.
I feel soothed. All right, stop.
So something horrible just happened.
Something truly horrible actually did just happen, which is to somebody's mother that I know. Mm. But it's about glass eye. This woman was attacked on the train in Chicago in the middle of the day by a guy who just punched her in the face while she was reading, and she lost her eye.
Ouch.
And I know her.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm not kidding.
Ouch.
Shut up.
That's
Isn't that the worst
That's terrible.
Thing?
A lot, you know, I think about this
horrible?
A lot because I had someone I was dating had a really good friend who, when he was 17, he came down to visit, and she was like, hey, before you meet this guy, he's the part of his face is a little unresponsive. So don't say anything about it or, you know, but basically when he was 17, he was at a backyard party and some bros came up to him and just were like, hey, get the fuck out of this party. And one guy hit him once in the face and it shattered every bone
that
in
is
his
so
cheek.
Tragic.
And he needed reconstructive surgery and his eye kind of drooped a little bit. And I was like, this is, I mean, anytime you see someone getting hit in movies, it's usually like to knock someone out or people mm-hmm. are just hitting each
like
other
break
and going,
their
ah,
nose or something,
you know, but no, nothing ever happens. People just kind of rub their jaw and go, oh, yeah. all right. You
yeah,
know,
yeah,
and
yeah.
then they hit each other in the face some more. It's really dangerous to hit someone.
Yes. And like so terrifying. I think that's the kind of fear I have more than like, I'm not afraid of flying or like a lot of things that people
Whee,
are afraid
there
of.
You go.
I love it.
Oh my God, Lauren, come down here.
Come down.
Get down here this moment.
See, I'm not afraid. But I'm like afraid of random acts of violence. Like I feel like when I carry my water bottle, I'm like ready to beat the shit out of someone with it. Like I feel like prepared for that.
What do they call that where
being a woman?
Yeah, I mean that is honestly what it is.
Yeah.
Because like you spend your whole life walking around that way where it's like someone's gonna get me. Like you do think that all the time.
It's like the most dangerous game of tag.
Yeah, just being a woman, being alive.
I'm afraid of random acts of kindness.
Yeah.
See, and that doesn't work because I gave you flowers and you spit in my eye.
I was scared.
But the other day I was driving and
just the other day
mm-hmm.
were you walking down the street just the other day as well
yeah what is that I was working in a lab.
Just walking in the lab.
I was walking down the street just the other day.
So wait, the song, you think it's a song about a scientist who walks into his lab?
No, he's walking down the street.
I mean, it's not that much different like than early, working in his lab.
That was
no, the early
that
version
cut.
Was explaining his whole day getting yeah. to the lab. Mm,
I was waking up
in bed. But I was driving and a bird slapped into my windshield.
Oh.
And like, I thought it was almost like a pile of wet paper towels. It was like, and then it like it swooped low and then was hitting my thing. And then it flew, sweet bird.
Wet paper towels.
And it flew over the top of the car.
Ouch.
I think died.
Oh, no.
But
it didn't
I often,
chase after you? Like in the rearview mirror? It's gone.
I didn't really do much checking in.
Were you?
It was in quick moving traffic. It wasn't like right, I could go back right. and like see yeah, what's yeah, going yeah. on. But I.
No,
like,
just something, no matter how careful you are.
Something could just happen. Like
something could just happen.
I always yeah. think something, like, you know, when you're driving on the freeway and then there's like something that goes under a truck and it's like some crazy thing. I'm like, what if uh-huh. this just flies into my windshield and like yeah. my whole life is over?
Yeah. What if? No, someone threw a rock at Kulop and I, our
oh
car,
God,
maybe a year ago when coming back from a concert or something like that, and just like suddenly missed the window, thank God, and just hit like right next to it or whatever.
Like
just
the like, metal of the car?
Yeah. Just
oh my God.
Jujung, you hear. And you see, and
you're
I,
like, what am I,
I'm
Law
like,
and Order?
Jum, jum.
Dun, dun,
hey, look.
Dun, dun,
I don't know. Yeah, sure, I knew her.
Wow.
But I was nowhere near the. I was miming, by the way, having the John Mulaney having boxes, yeah, carrying boxes yeah, back yeah. and forth. so good.
When
so
I was okay. When I was a kid, we used to throw rocks.
No.
Yeah, we did.
At what?
We threw,
that's so...
Well,
at birds or at cars?
Like, rock,
at cars.
A rock
rocks
is
when it
worst
ended.
Worst thing you could throw.
We threw rocks at buses. Here's what it started. It started with this.
That's okay.
It started with this. It started with crab apples. There was a house up the street from us that had a crab apple
that's fine.
Tree. A gigantic crab apple tree. And so we would throw... That's fine.
Well, because a crab apple isn't going to kill someone.
Right. Right.
Although
right.
if they swerve, not that people should be throwing anything at a car, but I'm saying a rock is much more dangerous than a crab apple.
Yes.
Can't a crab apple be hard?
Yeah, I guess.
I guess it's mushy, but.
Can't a crab apple be
mushy?
Hard? Can't a crab apple be soft?
Did you really say mushy?
Mushy.
Mushy.
For real? I think it might be mushy. I didn't say for real.
Mushy,
okay,
mushy.
I'm just making sure.
It's for Barney Miller.
That's not how I say mushy.
If this
obviously.
Apple is very
that's not how I say mushy.
I say mushy.
But then we did mushy.
I say mussy.
Well, we
I
graduated.
Say mussy.
We went from.
We're all building to that.
We went yeah. from we went from crab apples to eggs, and one time we threw.
Eggs are almost better than crab apples.
Egg are better than crab apples.
Egg are better than crab apples.
Did you ever get egged in your house when you were a kid?
Well,
okay,
hold on.
Keep telling.
Keep telling. So we threw an egg at a few cars.
You threw one egg at a few cars?
Yeah, it was a big egg. We found a dinosaur egg.
And you in retrieved
and you
it.
In retrospect,
it.
We should have saved it. We had eggs and we were throwing at cars. We hit this one car and we were crouched behind a bush and then we would like spring up and throw the egg
that's
and then
scary.
Hide again. Of course. Yes, terrifying.
How old
and
you?
19? No. I guess I was probably like 10 or 11, something like that.
Busy okay. street?
Yeah, it was a pretty busy street. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Busy and town?
I lived in Busy Town.
Richard Scarry?
Yeah, my best friend was a lowly worm. He couldn't throw any eggs.
No arms, of course.
Of course, but a hat.
How do you get that on
him? What are you guys talking about?
We put it on him.
Do you know Richard Scarry, Busy Town? It's like it's a book and cartoon.
Ooh.
But it's a children's book with like a busy town of all these different animals doing all these different jobs.
Oh, okay, and you guys both read it as children.
The main
very
character is
adorable,
a worm who
yes.
drives a little apple
okay.
car.
That's cool.
So
is he the main character?
Yeah, I would think so.
I'm gonna,
wow.
Or the cat. I mean, I used to watch that show.
Oh, I've never seen the show.
I want to revisit that.
I just know the books, and I think of them as ensemble pieces.
Yeah.
I'm gonna binge watch that.
Yeah. I'm binging.
I'm going to binge watch that.
I can't go out. I'm binging Richard Scarry's Busy Town.
I'm making a note right now. Binge watch Richard Scarry.
I make notes. So we hit this one car. And the
one
guy
car?
Fucking slammed on the brakes.
Oh, no.
He leapt out of the car and chased us. And we ran, split up. It was exciting.
Did you guys have
terrifying.
A plan before it happened? Of like, look, if this happens,
no,
split up.
No.
No, so you just split up on your own.
The
That's
plan
good
was
thinking.
Throw eggs, have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that so, should, yeah. That's more life should be like that.
We were terrified. And I dove down a hill and I watched him chase my
just like
friend.
My friend Jack.
He didn't catch any of us.
What?
Are you Jill?
Yes.
He didn't dive down the hill. Wait, it never occurred to me that they did it on purpose, Jack and Jill.
Yes, they were
they'd
thrown
they were
eggs
just
at someone.
Friends?
It was insurance fraud.
I thought they did more up there, according to my favorite comic.
My favorite
Jack
comic.
And Jill went
oh,
the
Andrew the
you.
Dice Man Dice
yes.
Clay.
Those jokes get me every time.
Really holds up.
I
stuff.
Remember going to Egg.
Oh!
Wait, are you done with your story? Unbelievable.
Well, then after
it's
Eggs.
Unbelievable.
There was a kid that we were friends with named Wally. He was really the instigator of the throwing things. He liked to throw things. And he was the one that suggested rocks. And
hey, enough of this egg shit.
Yeah.
Let's
check
the egg
these
that never
out.
Cracks. Yeah. The rock.
The egg that never cracks. That was the advertising slogan for rocks.
It doesn't
rocks.
Crack. It has. Rocks. It cracks windows.
The egg that never cracks. We threw them. So I remember.
Have rocks.
We did not do that for a long time. We did that once. And I remember throwing rocks at a bus, at a city
How
bus.
How crazy to get yelled at for throwing eggs and then be like, let's
make
like, it
let's
worse.
Escalate
yeah.
this.
Yeah. I know. Or maybe rocks was second, and then we
and
went
then
to
we
eggs.
Were like, oh, maybe the and then the chasing was
Let's
the last
retire.
Thing that ever happened.
Yeah.
Let's retire on top.
It's not going to get better than that, guys.
And you still look at that as the best thing you ever did.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm proud of it.
In eighth grade, everyone was egging everyone at my school, and I remember going. And so I guess someone
not told. Just for Halloween.
No,
this is like
no,
a year round.
I mean,
record.
I don't know when it must right. must
People's
have been a
houses.
Specific month that it was kind of. Going off, you know, everyone was like, yeah. let's get each other
October,
back.
Let's say.
Let's October, probably October 31st. And we did Smash Pumpkins one year. I felt bad about that.
Oh, that's
because
terrible.
Of Billy Corgan being from Chicago?
Yes, and they said we had to honor him.
We honor Billy Corgan.
But I remember someone's older brother drove us to like go do this, and then some the boys
cool
got
guy.
Out an egg. So,
You're a real cool guy.
I know. But yeah, I never actually threw an egg at a house, but I was in the car. I was complicit.
Plausible deniability on this.
PD.
Did you ever?
I got the PD.
Toilet paper houses, or is that just a
no,
thing
but,
out here?
No, we used, I mean, it definitely happened to people, but it was more like the swim team would do that kind of shit to each other. I don't know why.
Typical swim team
and
bullshit.
And my cousin used to do these kind of pranks with her friends a lot, and they would like put hot dogs on plastic forks filling the whole lawn. And, like, all these animals would come. And like eat them overnight.
Oh my God.
Wait, what was the.
What? Chevin's yeah, heard of this
it's
too.
Like, yeah, hot dogs, they called it. And you would just like put hot microphone. Dogs in plastic forks sticking out of the grass.
Oh, in order to elevate them?
Yeah, so there's the okay. fork is sticking, and then you stick a hot dog on top of it, and then
Got it.
All these animals would come and eat it overnight.
So we're talking dogs, cats, mm-hmm. others?
Raccoons.
Raccoons?
What's the
point? Opossums?
Squirrels?
What's the point, though, for when you come out in the morning and there are no hot dogs there?
Well, I just think it would be
my hot dogs.
No, I imagine
well,
you
go to bed thinking.
To deal with all the animals and
so then there would be
or
animals
the lawn
like
being torn up or like
oh, okay,
but like then they also would do where they put like flamingos all over someone's lawn. But this was more of like I think once they were getting older and they would like have the money for something.
Someone just crept in. That legitimately scared you.
Something about it was really unexpected.
Someone
you
came
pointed
in,
and I didn't feel like I heard anything. And then suddenly,
someone came in to deliver my jacket to me, which I'd left at my previous location.
Got it.
And was right behind you. And Paul pointed, and you turned around, and that was a legitimate scream.
It was.
I also had a big smile on my face.
Yeah, it wasn't like a horrified like.
It was weird.
Freddy Krueger.
I'm never looking.
Mike Myers from Austin
Fire!
Powers.
Stop pointing.
I'm helpless against pointing.
I think once they were a little older and I feel like they had a little money or something, they would put like plastic flamingos all over someone's lawn as like
right.
a birthday surprise or like a whatever. Like,
right.
Just like you wake up and there's
That's
25 flamingos on your lawn.
Except 25. For the waste of money.
Yeah. Cute though. I think I would like if someone did
cute.
That to me.
I remember someone did it to me.
Hint taken, Lauren.
Give me flamingos.
Or give me death.
I'll take death. Someone did it to me once where they put like construction worker signs and orange cones all over.
Oh, yeah.
And so I thought that was so cool that then I found a construction site and I went back there at like, you know, at midnight or whatever. And I got a whole bunch of orange cones and I piled them in the back of my car along with a few, you know, like construction signs. And I had them in my car and my dad saw it and was like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, no, no, this is to put on someone's lawn. And he's like, where'd you get them? I was like, oh, at a construction site. And he's like, you just stole stuff from a construction site. And yet I still don't think it's that big of a deal.
Like, yeah, I mean, felt I like I got how much that stuff costs. Or like,
yeah, I felt like they don't care, do they? Really?
I mean, I bet it was annoying.
Maybe. Yeah.
Can I say this? That's a shirt.
What were you going to say?
No, you tell your story, and then I'll tell my story.
Okay, so in my town of Evanston, Illinois.
Yeah, I want to do mine now.
Okay. Every year at the 4th of July, we have a parade on the 4th of July, mm-hmm. and it is a whole big to-do in town, and people put chairs out to mark their spot.
That'd be bad if it wasn't a big to-do.
Yeah, but everyone's really excited
like a
about
big,
it.
Big parade. No
it
one gave a shit.
Never caught on.
But everyone marks their, like, they save their spot, like, a week or two in advance.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
But as...
So you'd put your...
So the whole main, like, street, central street in town is lined with chairs, like, leading up to the 4th of July.
And would they be unique chairs?
Yeah, and so everyone knows. I mean, you know what you put out. Like, it's right, just, right, like, right. You trust it, and you only sit where you put your chair. Like,
I love this.
So you get there, and you do it, or you don't. So... It started getting
to you get there, you do it, or you don't.
Those are your choices.
Look, I can't help you. So, it was starting to be, when I was in high school, it was becoming a little noticeable that people were putting them out earlier and earlier every year, and it was like getting kind of comical. So my high school boyfriend put out chairs like 2 months in advance, and then he was in the paper, because it was like a whole...
First guy to do it?
Yeah, it was like a joke. Like he was like
that's making, too early.
It was making fun of the whole thing. Yeah, and then it was in the paper for being like funny, but like people have put out the chairs.
On the lighter side of news.
That's 2 months. So we're talking.
I don't know if it was two
May.
Months. It might have been June. Like, but whatever it was, it was just far enough that people got what it was for and thought it was funny.
That's really funny.
That's funny. So do people still do it or no?
Put the chairs out?
Yeah,
yes. But not that early. But it's like
no one steals chairs? No.
It's an understood thing. It's like you just
thieves understand these types of things.
I don't think anyone I mean I'm
well,
sure
thieves
someone
live there too and they have their own chairs.
I'm sure somebody has stole something.
Someone was in my car again the other night.
What?
Have I told you about...
Did you say someone or something?
Someone.
Was in your car
was in my car again, yeah.
Was something gone or is it just different?
This has happened like three times. I go out to my car and the change drawer is open and the door is slightly ajar but shut.
Kevin's nodding like it's him.
Yeah.
No, wait. What are you doing? That's crazy that keeps happening. Do you lock your car?
Oh,
yeah.
No.
I lock the car, but since... I've talked about this on another show, I think, where they stole something and I think put it back, but
like later.
Yeah, put it back the second time they were in there or something like that. But
creepy.
It happened again 2 nights ago, no, he just knows the story.
Okay.
I think from another show, right? From this show, it was on this show.
Oh,
you guys, I do not get
Somebody
a spanking because
a
you
spanking.
You pimped me into it.
Kevin's allowed
no,
to.
What?
No,
what?
Yeah, I
pimp you into
no,
it.
No, I was saying someone did it
Camera,
the other night.
Get your makeup
and
on,
I was not
bitch.
Giving. No, I was not giving any more detail than that, and you guys wanted the detail. So
it's
that's your fault.
It's not my, no.
Wait.
You should say, I told this on this show.
Well, I don't know.
That's why
I wasn't
spanking.
But
that's not the way, ignorance of the law is no excuse for
but
breaking
But I
it.
Was withholding. I was like, oh.
You are withholding, you bitch.
The camera is on. We need to spank you.
Fuck.
Damn it.
Kevin, get your spanking Sharpie. Oh, he's got his pen.
Kevin, get ready. Everyone get in frame. Kevin, go a little closer.
All right.
Get in front of this black car.
I don't deserve this, but
you
then
do.
Again,
yes, you
I,
do.
I gave you one on the last. Ow!
Thank you!
There's no way that hurt. No.
Justice is served!
All right,
Justice is served.
But it happened again.
It's crazy. Are you scared by this? I would hate that.
Well... I don't know.
Oh, wait,
do you have anything important in there? You've
no, I've started. I've taken out my iPod, which is the only important thing.
Now I'm wondering if you're saying that a thing that you've talked about before happened again.
If someone heard it on the show and goes and tries to do it now.
No.
Oh, okay.
What a leap.
I thought that.
Okay. I'm saying, does that count as a spankable offense?
No, the first part was definitely not spankable, saying that this happened to me the other night.
Look.
And then you guys were so confused, and I was intentionally not saying what it was.
Trial by fire. Whatever it is. What is it? Trial by jury? That's not right.
What you're talking about.
Just decide that someone is wrong, and then we go for them. Because look, yesterday I got fucking spanked when I shouldn't have.
I didn't deserve that one.
You got spanked when you shouldn't have.
Yes.
And we need to have
We need Paul to be spanked.
That's the only way to balance it.
Oh, hell no.
But
I'm the only one who's deserved my first spanking.
We made the rule that you get spanked if you repeat a story. And then we have gone so hard with that rule that two people have been spanked. Two out of three were incorrect.
Yeah. It's out of control.
Yeah, it's out of control.
Now, Paul, you're lucky you haven't been spanked yet, but we're victims here. I feel this is unfair.
Well, it's an unjust system.
Yes.
Well, let's just. Wait. I can't remember what your spankable story was and why it was.
Can't repeat it or I'll get a.
No, I remember what it was. It was the Linda thing, but I'm not going to say what it was.
Now it's a callback.
Right.
Linda.
That's not even a story.
So I feel like it was.
I referenced a viral video, and I bet you I never even did talk about it on the show. Everyone on Twitter, please tell me.
Please, we beg of you.
Tell Lauren.
Contact us. We're so lonely.
Come on. We got to take a break.
Oh, okay. Let's take a break. I will see you later. Bye.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, Spankers.
Hey, Spankers.
Oh, here's the story that I wanted to tell.
Oh, please. About,
because the construction equipment reminded me of it.
Yep.
My comedy partner, when I started out, was a guy named Rick Roman. Mm-hmm. And Rick and I went to high school together. He was a senior and I was a freshman. We met doing the school play. It was Oliver.
Oh, and what did you play and what did he play?
He played Mr. Sourberry, the Undertaker.
I don't remember.
I was just in the chorus. I've told you this before. Mm-hmm. I had one line that I can't remember, but I was like the bartender and I had a big
But during the show, speech. You were imploring people to consider themselves one of you.
I definitely did that.
Mm-hmm.
I did not extol the virtues of food.
Oh, too bad.
I know.
What's the food part?
Well, it's very glorious.
Food!
Oh, yeah, I just like know that. I've never seen all
from a commercial. You know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And, it's a pretty, and good, I know, it's a pretty good show. Yourself, I think.
There are so many songs that were used in commercials when I was growing up that I just knew from commercials and were surprised to find them be from plays and stuff like Wunderbar, Wunderbar. Try Germany. It's Wunderbar.
What's that from?
That was from Sound of Music, but.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, yeah.
A forgettable song.
A forgettable song.
A forgettable song.
And well, keys, 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 keys on midnight.
Yeah.
the famous Beach Boys song,
Fantastics.
Keys on Van Nuys.
Rick,
just a really quick.
Absolutely.
You gotta
consider, Yourself was the song we had to sing at my children's theater auditions. Everyone had to sing it.
That makes sense.
Thank you.
So wait, you were auditioning children for a theater you ran?
No.
And you had to sing in order to get this job,
Scott.
To show the kids how to be in a play, I got on stage.
Show the kids how to be in a play.
I got on stage. I was like, check it out,
hey,
kids.
Hey, watch this. Consider yourself.
You dress like Sally Bowles from Cabaret, singing Consider Yourself.
Wearing a garter belt.
I was picturing Neil Diamond.
Is it weird?
Consider yourself.
It's weird her name was Sally Bowles and she wore a bowler hat.
It's weird.
Oh, yeah.
I just got to chill.
Your name's Scott Aukerman, and you're always wearing Auker pants. I thought I'd find something better by the time I got.
That's what comedy is. It's just like
just
starting.
Throwing shit out there.
99% of comedy is starting.
You're like, come on.
It'll get
come
there.
Through. Come through, queen.
Yes,
queen. You can't always do it.
Yes. So Rick was, we stayed in touch. We became fast friends and we stayed in
you
touch.
KIT'd.
We did KIT and we stayed as sweet as we were.
And did you love ya like a sister?
Yeah, we did. And then when he went to school in Arizona and then he would come home and we would hang out. And there was this guy that Rick, that was in Rick's class, this guy named Mark. And we, for some reason, I was very easily swayed. Rick, like, tormented this guy in a weird way.
Like, by Rick
and
rolling
I went
him?
Along with it. He invented Rick rolling.
What is that?
He would roll onto him.
What is it?
I know.
I have a web. There's a website that explains it. Let me, I'll send it to you.
Is that a joke?
Hold on. I'll find it.
So,
continue. I'm going to find this website and I'll send it to you.
He would just, like, we would just do, we would fuck with him all the time. He was a waiter at the Howard Johnson's near our school and we would go there and we would just, like, we would comedically torment this guy. And we were so delighted with ourselves. We didn't realize that it was genuinely annoying to him. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And, but one of the things that we used to do regularly was we would drive around and we would, if we saw construction equipment, we would pick it up and we would put it on his front porch.
Right.
So saw horses, mm-hmm. Just like
you saw horses, you would get them and you
any horse we saw, we would lead it to Mark.
Click on that website that explains Rick rolling, by the way.
I can't believe this is happening.
Website, youtube.com.
Turn it up.
Wait, no, this is an ad.
Yeah, that's it. This is really getting in the way of the Rickrolling, by the way, the pre-roll.
I know what this song is, but what's a Rickroll?
You just were Rickrolled. I just did it to you.
That's what Rickrolling is that's when you insert
fucking that, dumb.
That video into something else. It is dumb.
When you trick someone into clicking on that video.
Never gonna give you up. Oh my God, is he 8? I want,
and so do I.
I want every outfit he's wearing.
This is happening.
You are seriously seeing this guy for the very first time?
No.
Okay.
But I'm processing the information for the first time.
All right.
Never gonna give you up.
Okay, so you would find construction equipment.
I would literally dress just like him.
And hurt you.
Thank you. Okay.
So being Rickrolled is simply to watch the video.
Well, it's... It's no,
to,
it's where
it's
someone thinks
they're
going to to see something else.
Yes, you misdirect them.
Here's what's annoying, just for the record.
Mm, yeah. Okay.
This part hadn't loaded, so it just said YouTube.com.
I was worried that it would load,
it
yes.
It did trick me.
Yep. Yes, I Rickrolled you.
Okay, I'm just giving you credit where it's fucking due.
okay, so construction equipment on the porch.
Yeah, and he begged us to stop doing it.
Really?
And we didn't stop doing it.
Oh, no.
Eventually, we got bored with it and we stopped doing it. But
well, once he stopped begging.
But I forgot all about that. And then out of nowhere, I recently remembered it and I felt horrible.
Oh.
There's worse things you can do.
Yeah.
It's just annoying, but it's also
What was his issue with it? Like, I got
to
go
Well, he has get to rid deal the with equipment. It then. Yeah.
Dealing with it.
Yeah.
Those pranks where someone does it to you and you never find out who it is. Those are the bad ones. Like something like
oh,
that
yeah.
happened.
Yeah.
Something
yeah,
like yeah. that happened to a friend of mine where someone was pranking their house a couple of times. And I think they were so upset about the first example of it that the person felt like they could never say it was them.
Yeah.
and it's become a big mystery.
Somebody did it to me one time. They left a weird sign on my door that was vaguely threatening, but it was clearly supposed to be a joke, mm-hmm. but it was still weird because I didn't know who did it.
Right.
And it was very unnerving. And right. then I found out who did it and it was somebody that I didn't know that well. And I was like, that's not a cool thing to do.
Yeah.
This person thought that would be hilarious.
That's really weird.
What address was that?
Well, I can tell you because I don't live there anymore.
Oh, good. Yeah. What other pranks?
No one's ever gotten me.
I just got you.
That was the first and it hurt.
No one's
the first
ever
and the worst.
Me.
And the worst. Let me think. Pranks. I mean, I've definitely been pranked.
Like in sleepovers and stuff?
We used to do... we used to try to do a lot of those pranks, like putting someone's hand in water while they were sleeping and see if they'd pee.
Would they pee?
No, we never got it to work.
Damn it.
We tried.
Does it wake people up?
I don't
I would
even
think
remember.
That would wake
oh,
you up.
Oh, one thing we did do at sleepovers was like doing the like whipped cream on your hand and putting like a feather under your nose when you go like,
oh yeah,
hit your face.
That shit's right. good.
We got,
that is good
that
shit.
One did happen.
That's good shit.
I don't know. When doing like light as a feather, stiff as a board, which isn't really a prank.
That's not really a prank.
But yeah. I always believed it was working.
Mm-hmm. When I went to summer camp, I used to go to this place called Forest Home up in like the Redlands, California. So I went there ever since from pretty much like elementary school through high school. I went there every summer. And so in elementary school,
for the whole summer?
No, just for a week.
Okay.
So, and my parents would go and they were separate
they'd
from.
They'd hold you the whole time.
They were separate. They got to like, for a week, be on this lake and hang out with adults, and the kids were taken care
hey,
of it
that's
separate.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it was not bad. So I forget where we were in elementary. It was just more like, you know, elementary school type
my
stuff. But then there was like Indian Village, I think, was when you were in junior high, which was teepees. You would sleep in teepees and stuff. And then finally, when you were in high school,
you have to make them or were
no,
they
no,
just
they were already pre-made and stuff. And then finally, pretty when you were lazy. In high school,
pre-made teepees.
Primitive.
Don't even try.
So finally, when you were in high school, you got to be in cabins with like, you know, seven of your other friends or uh-huh. whatever in bunk beds. And we had, we would have to go through inspection every day where, you know, you'd have to clean your and make your bed and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, sure.
But we had a really cool guy who was in charge of us and several of the other cabins. And he was like, look, no one's able to prank me. But if you can prank me there, everything ran on like a point system there or whatever. If you can prank me, successfully, you'll get 500 points, but no one's able to do it. So while we were on an inspection, if you can set up something in your cabin that pranks me, you know, you'll get 500 points.
That sounds weird.
It was fun though. It was like,
well, sure. It's fun for you.
He wants to be pranked.
He was just trying to do something
this
fun for the kids of like, they're going to try to prank him.
Oh, I'm sure that's what he led you to believe.
Sounds fun.
It is fun.
Sounds great.
If anyone can prank my pants off.
I'll give you a kiss.
And you can wank my pants off. So we got him. Everyone was doing these elaborate, you know, Rube Goldberg type things. And we got him by literally getting a big ass plastic trash can, filling it completely with water.
Oh, you just reminded
me of something. Oh, shit.
Puking? I have to throw out my trash.
It's trash day. And I haven't taken it all.
It's trash day.
But we just leaned it up against the door, which opened out towards the person. Mm-hmm. And we just filled it completely with water. And so he opened the door. And this giant trash can full of water just completely soaked him. And it was very simple. It was not complicated, but he said that was the best one anyone had ever done. Because,
well, get this.
Fuck.
So I used to.
She's going to fucking bury you with this.
Man.
Volunteer at a camp for a few years as an adult. And we played this game where it was just hide and seek, but it was like the counselors all hid and the campers had to find us. And so, but it was like, I don't know, there's more to it than that, but I can't think of it. But everyone was trying to hide really well. And
the counselors
And it was like the more counselors each, like the kids found, the more points or whatever. Mm-hmm. You collect them all. And this, the head of the camp, at the end, we no one was like finding her for a long time. Like no one could find her for a long time.
Oh shit!
And
she fell down a ravine.
No, it's like it's
worse.
Like, it's, no, it's just crazy.
Oh,
so she had hidden. So there were these big, what do you call it? Like aluminum trash cans.
Oh, okay.
But like, what are they? Metal trash cans, you know, that you'd have mm-hmm. at a campsite with like a piece of wood that you put over it to keep animals out of it. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Like just like a dumpster size or?
Like a barrel.
Okay.
And she crouched inside of it and put
the wood over
wood
it?
Over it. And no one found her for hours. No one, they finally got her. She had to be pulled out and she was like, I couldn't move her legs. And it was like this crazy thing.
After
like,
an hour, don't you just go, eh, I'm giving up on this.
Yeah.
But she really wanted to win, huh?
Yeah. Aww. Well, yeah. It kind of breaks my heart. If I remember correctly, she was somebody who like, she was new and like really wanted, she was new in charge.
Wanted
and, like,
to prove wanted to herself.
Liked. And so it was like this kind of like, oh. she was like in a lot of pain after that.
Oh, wow.
And she smelled like garbage.
Well, yeah. I think it was empty.
And wood.
But yeah, I don't even know.
Damn.
I just remembered that. That's so crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that was so, it was a bummer.
I have one other Forest Home memory, which is I think when I was 15,
Wait, play the jingle for Forest Home Memories.
Here we go. Forest Home Memories. Not Forest Lawn Memories.
No.
I have quite a few of those
that's
as well.
A cemetery.
when I was 15, I got just like one of those horrible crushes on one of the girls in the girls' camp.
Oh, that is the worst.
And I just didn't know what to do with it. And we were there for a week and I was just constantly, anytime I would see, and I, you know, she was very friendly to me. When I was 15, basically like anyone who was friendly to me, I started thinking, oh, they want to be in a relationship with me.
I had it with anyone who didn't talk to me.
Oh.
I was like, oh, I love them.
Yeah.
I have to make them like me. And then
did
I
tell you that?
And then it was disappointing.
Did I tell you the Coco story when I was 15?
The gorilla?
You know Coco?
Yeah, I'm Robin Williams.
Rest in peace.
May she rip. May she rip.
When I'm going to say rest in power, Coco, too soon.
Rest in power, Coco, too soon.
Love Coco.
I love Coco. I was
sad. Had a book about Coco when I was a kid. I loved it so much.
What was the book?
It was just like a book showing pictures of. No, it was like a children's
book. Autobiography?
I would have loved
done
that.
In sign language?
Yeah, Coco signed her as told to.
And it's just like,
Robin Williams.
Me, kitty. It was just a book of pictures and then like of Coco with her cat. It was about Coco getting the cat. And then
I didn't
was
know
like,
Coco had cat.
She had a cat.
Yeah, Coco have cat.
I'll find a picture.
There's a very funny story that I heard after she died that.
Hilarious.
Coco, at some point when she had it, they gave her the cat as a kitten. And at one point, Coco ripped the sink out of her habitat. And when the people came in and found it, she blamed it on the cat.
Ah.
She like signed up. That the cat did it.
Didn't I also hear that Coco couldn't really sign? That
well, Eva Anderson like really is like anti-Coco.
Is she
is
a Coco
like,
truther?
Yeah, and she posts all the time like, Coco is just a dog doing a trick. Like,
yes, Eva is
like when people try to prove that Stevie Wonder can see.
Well, you know, Eva.
I've never heard of that one.
Oh yeah, it's great. There's a big conspiracy that Stevie Wonder's not actually.
Yesterday I was imagining being married to him. I had a whole like
what?
Five. I was listening to
you too.
Flicking the bean.
No, Stevie Wonder. I was flicking my bean. I was driving the car. I was listening to a Stevie Wonder song, and I was like, how incredible to be married to somebody like that. Where like
someone who would call me my Sharia Moore.
Yeah, but like just an amazing artist.
We saw him the other day at this thing I was doing, and
take that mic.
And it was like
we're not married.
Everyone was trying to figure out
you never will be.
Everyone was trying to figure out if it was him. Everyone was like, is that Stevie Wonder or a Stevie Wonder looking guy? And it finally came down to like, I think he's not looking at anything. And so we were like,
he's holding that book upside down.
Right. And then we heard what he was saying. We're like, oh, it is Stevie Wonder. But it was a good 5 minutes where people were crouched around.
Well, there's probably a reason why he wears sunglasses because his eyes look like they can see. Is that what you're saying?
What?
What are you saying?
No, I'm just saying we were like, we just thought it was a guy wearing sunglasses.
Oh, I thought you were seeing his eyes. And then
No. We thought this is maybe just a guy wearing sunglasses.
It's just a cool guy with long braids.
Yeah, well,
looks
honestly.
Exactly like Stevie Wonder.
But no, Eva Anderson, because she does magic, she knows all the mentalism stuff.
Right.
And
does Eva do magic?
Yeah. Well, she would do it once a year with her dad.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Her dad's Harry Anderson. So once a year she would get the call to do their duo act.
Oh.
No, it was at the Magic Castle. And the one of the times she invited me, I was out of town.
That fills me with feelings right now. I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Oh, I know. God. I'll never get to see it again. But because she's in that whole circle of the Magic Castle and all that, she knows that Coco is like, it's literally just a trick. The interpreter is feeding all the information with just like Coco doing gibberish, and the interpreter is just saying like, oh, Coco says this.
To what end?
But isn't it American Sign Language?
No, it's not something where like anyone can interpret what Coco's saying. It's the interpreter is interpreting it.
Oh, so when Coco
Marley Matlin uses
that,
the same guy all the time.
Well, how do we know?
Well, we can also hear her talking. Wait, for the record, I just want to explain Stevie Wonder's blindness since I asked if he's born blind. Wait, real name?
Is
hold
he BB-8?
Yeah, he's BB-8.
That's born blind 8.
Real name, Alan Wonder.
He did all the noises for BB-8. So I'm a BB-8 truther. His real name is Steveland, like Steveland, Hardaway Judkins. Steveland Hardaway Judkins.
Judkins.
The young Stevie Wonder was born 6 weeks premature in Saginaw, Michigan. The stunted growth of blood vessels in the back of his eyes caused his retinas to detach. The oxygen pumped into his incubator exacerbated the condition, leaving the tiny baby permanently blind.
Oh, I wonder if that's something that you could take care of. Excuse me, I'm getting emotional. No, I hiccuped. if that's something that you could take care of, you know, with modern science.
Like if we'd be able to catch it now and like stop that
earlier
or something.
Oh, man.
Maybe.
Hey, should I tell the Coco story or no?
Yeah. I don't want to hear the Coco story.
All right. So I had someone whom I sat next to in a lot of different classes.
Coco!
Would you have that where like they would do you alphabetically?
Yeah.
And
oh,
so
yeah.
I would be in several classes sitting next to this girl, and she was my buddy, and I really, you know, she was, as far as I was concerned, out of my league, and just she was my buddy, and we would always talk. And so my friend
hot buddy who is out of your league.
Yeah. No, but I never entertained
gotta
it.
Gotta have one.
You gotta have one.
Everybody's gotta have. You gotta have a sidekick.
You need a sidekick. You gotta have a hot buddy out of your league. You need a super brainy guy.
A dorky girl. You could actually have a crush.
Dorky girl.
But I was purely just happy being her friend. Like she was very cool.
Sure,
and we had a great relationship.
Never flicked your bean once.
I never flicked any
you
of my.
You never flicked your beans.
Your little beans.
No, I'm telling you truthfully when I say
hand to God. Hand to God. You never flicked your little beans.
I never flicked my little beans.
To your cool
her.
Pal.
Touched your balls about her.
You never poked your balls thinking about this girl.
You never went doink, doink, doink on your balls. Hello, anybody in there?
You never doink, took doink, a wooden doink. Spoon and then ladled your balls.
Paul.
That's how you masturbate before you even know how when you're a kid. You take a wooden spoon.
Do I do this with it?
Slap, slap, slap.
Just go to the kitchen, grab a bunch of implements, figure it out.
What don't
figure
you understand?
Dunk, dunk.
No, I...
He figured it out.
I never... I think in order for this story to make sense, I think...
You gotta start over.
No. It just... I literally had zero feelings for her other than just like, oh, she's cool. I like her.
Right.
So my friend was dating someone who worked at Coco's as a hostess.
Like a beans.
The restaurant.
Coco's
which is
a restaurant, sort of like a diner, like a Marie Callender's or whatever. And
they have them here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have Coco's here. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's why. Yeah.
So
that's why I know it.
So yeah, they were good buddies. His girlfriend was good buddies with my friend, mm-hmm. and they worked together at Coco's. And so we went to go eat at Coco's. So my friend could see his girlfriend, and we had a fun time, and we were hanging out. And then as we're leaving, I go out into the car, and my friend's girlfriend calls my friend over and goes, hey, she likes your friend. And my friend comes out to the car and is like, oh, my God, she likes you. My girlfriend just told me she likes you. And I was, and it
that
set
the girl,
this.
The girlfriend said, the girl who said, was out of your league liked you.
Yeah. She's like, no, she likes your friend, is what she said.
Right.
So this sets me off into a like, a whole like, oh, well, she's so, I never thought that she, well, I obviously she's so great. I like her. one calendar year of me.
Marie calendars.
And that's just a month.
Yes, one Marie calendar. It's a Marie calendar year, which just is just
month.
Pie month.
One of your Earth months.
No, of just me being like wrestling with my feelings with her and it not being reciprocated for some reason. And then finally at the end of the year, as we're going off to the summer, my friend clarifies with his girlfriend. She's like, no, I was talking about your other friend who wasn't there with you. Like, your handsome friend.
Yeah,
she likes Steve, the guy on the football team. And
can I tell you, I'm very lost in this story.
So here's my question. Did it change your dynamic with the girl?
Yes. I was suddenly acting like.
What we call it, a cheater D.
A cheater D?
Cheat or D, man.
That's what my t-shirt says.
Your D.
A cheat your D?
It changed your dynamic.
Oh, it cheated my
your
D.
Your D.
It cheated my D.
So this person came out of Coco's.
Yeah, my friend's girlfriend and was
you
like.
Your friend's girlfriend.
Glenn I'm not Coco. Using names. So.
I understand.
Yeah.
So
said, hey, my friend likes your friend.
Why don't you make up
fake
names?
Likes your friend.
Make up fake names.
Okay, so when you heard that the girl that was out of your league.
Yeah.
Make up names.
Yeah, make up names, please. Okay. Do make up names.
So it was like
Sephora.
Hey, Mary.
Sephora's the girl who's out of your league.
Maybelline is her friend.
And L'Oreal.
So Sephora likes your friend, is what she says. Sephora likes your friend. And I'm the only friend there. So
this makes you like Sephora.
Yes, because he comes out and goes, Sephora likes you.
And suddenly this hot girl you thought you never had a chance with likes you first.
Likes me first, and I'm like,
wait a minute!
What don't you get? Do you need me to draw you a fuck?
No, I'm genuinely. I'm so confused.
Okay,
you were not told that she likes you.
Let me tell the story.
I was. What L'Oreal said to
I can't remember who L'Oreal is.
L'Oreal is the regular girl.
And who is my friend?
Your friend is Sephora.
No, your friend is Sephora. Mike or somebody.
Okay,
you know, just
Mike. Okay, for clarity's sake, Mike.
Mike.
Mike comes out to the car and says, L'Oreal told me that Sephora likes you.
Okay.
Because she said, hey, L'Oreal likes your friend.
Okay. All right. Now I got it.
And we went a year thinking she liked me but was not reciprocating and not – and I was too nervous to
and so in your mind,
to make
like,
the first right. move.
She's
I'm
so
just
nervous because
like,
she likes you. Yeah. So she's never going to do anything.
And so stupid Mike fucked all this up.
No, Mike didn't fuck it up. I mean, he misunderstood.
L'Oreal did. Misunderstood.
But L'Oreal should have said, your friend Dave.
Yes.
The popular football guy, not
– She didn't even consider you Mike's friend.
And where's Steve in all this?
We have to take a break. Bye.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome
flatten
back.
Your bags. Flatten your bags.
Like flatten your bags, everyone. Lauren, do you have a feature?
Yes, I do. And it's a simple game.
A game of murder.
And now we just must kill one of us and decide who did it. Okay.
We must kill one of us and decide who did it.
Okay, so this is a simple game we all know and love. And it's a little twist on it because I thought we said it was called 20 questions, but it's called 21 questions.
Oh shit, one
damn.
More question.
And that's the only thing that's different. So someone thinks of something, then we begin by asking questions, and you cannot repeat a question that's been asked, and whoever guesses it right gets to start the next round.
Just if it ain't broke, don't fix it. This
and
is a classic.
Anything.
Yes.
21 questions.
Yes.
Kevin will keep track of the amount of questions. And he doesn't want to, but he will. Okay, so.
What the fuck else are you doing?
He looked at me so mad.
So real.
60 months. And as the doctor says, we wish you a Mitsubishi. We wish you a Mitsubishi.
What are you just doing drops now?
Oh my God. Oh no!
What just happened?
This kid
continues.
So I don't like this evolution.
I love it. And then we need shirts that say "We wish you a Mitsubishi."
Okay. Another thing.
Everything's branded. Okay. Should I go first with my idea?
Yeah. Think of anything. Okay. Yeah. Think of anything.
Yes.
You got it?
No.
Fuck. You got it?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
Is it
You're just gonna try to guess it outright.
No, is it an atom?
Oh, okay.
Is it a living thing?
No.
God damn it.
Is it a mineral?
No.
Is it a
I don't think so.
Vegetable?
No.
Are you counting the questions?
Why are you writing them down?
Are you writing down the questions?
Well, because you can't repeat a question.
Keeping the score. Okay. Sorry.
He's actually doing a lot of good work.
Is it a common object?
Yes.
Is it made of wood?
No.
Is it made of stone?
No.
Is it... a little old statue?
No.
Is it made of synthetic materials?
Yeah.
Is it the roof?
No. You're going too early on these guesses.
Is it useful?
Yes.
Is it clothing?
No.
Is it a piece of technology?
No.
Is it a tool?
Yes.
Is it round?
No. Nah. No.
No.
Can you only answer yes or no?
No, I don't know. But okay, it can be so
it's
round.
It's sort of a
but
tool.
It's not typically round.
Okay. Mm. Is it...
And tool, I'm using it really loosely.
Yeah. Is it a phone?
No.
It's technology.
I don't consider it to be technology.
How many questions is that?
16.
Ooh.
Oh,
15.
Shit.
15. Six
thank
more.
God we got an extra one.
Okay, get really serious now.
So it's not technology, but it is a tool. Would you consider technology to be like an invention? Is that what it is or what?
Hold on a second. It's my question.
I know, but I'm just trying to narrow it in.
Technology, I was like electronics is what I was
thinking.
Gotcha.
So, that's
what I was thinking.
So it's not electronics. Got it.
And tool, it's not really a tool. It's a, I don't know.
Shit.
Is it in this room?
Yeah.
Is it a glass?
No. You can't see it.
Is it behind me?
Corinne Post.
Is it Freddy Krueger? It's in this room, but we can't see it. Damn.
It's a riddle.
Fucking molecules and shit. What the fuck is it possibly?
Is it very old?
The invention of this thing it's been around a long time.
Mm.
I guess not doing yes or no is different because I can lead you. That was probably more useful. It's been around for many hundreds of years.
Hundreds of years, thousands of years, millions?
I don't think so, but I would say at least hundreds. I don't know how far back it actually goes.
Hundreds and hundreds of years.
Well, actually thousands if we're talking
thousands
about like
thousands
other
and thousands
cultures
of
and,
years.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, other cultures? It must be one of the Great Pyramids.
You're on the right track with what I was getting at.
Really?
When this thing might have been in use.
In Egypt.
But we use it today.
We use it today.
Let my people go.
Is it... And it's in this room?
Yeah. Do you know? Two more questions.
Two more questions? But I can't... It's in the room, but I can't see it.
Shevin, do you have a theory on what it is?
No.
Okay.
Thanks for that.
Okay.
Is it like a pulley or a
No.
Okay.
Okay, one more question.
Is it electricity?
No. Should I just tell
yeah,
you?
I guess we're
Can
out.
Can I give you another hint?
Are okay, we out of sure.
We're out of
Kevin,
questions.
Kevin, you get to ask three questions.
Oh, boy.
Three.
A twist.
The Chevin 3.
Do you use it?
Yes.
Is it in your house?
Yes.
Do you use it every day?
Yeah.
Is it up your butt?
Yeah, it's my butt plug.
With a coconut?
Okay, did that help anybody?
No, because it's in here.
Here, it's in my purse.
Oh, is it a mirror?
No.
A tampon?
No.
A gun?
No.
A key?
No.
A...
Something about anything about what the ancient Egyptians
yeah, what the ancient
would have
is,
used.
Oh, they didn't use it.
Is it
is it a brain hook?
Yeah, my brain hook.
Is it hieroglyphics?
All right, it's lipstick, motherfuckers.
Oh, my turn.
Okay.
Lipstick. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a classic.
Try to keep it obvious.
Uh-huh.
But okay. No.
I think this is a hard game.
So now you can, you don't have to say it just yes or no. You can help guide us. It'll make it better.
Okay.
We learned from that round.
I think of something. Yes, I do. I know what it is. Do you?
Very good. Is this something?
Is this something?
Is this something that, no. Oh. Is this something people use daily?
Not a lot of people.
Okay.
But some people use it daily.
Some people use it daily.
So it's not alive, probably, unless it's a... is it a tool?
No. Is not, it, not really, no. Okay.
Is it something that rich people use more often than non-rich people?
I would not say so.
Okay.
Is it toilet paper?
So yes. Some people don't use it daily.
It is not toilet paper.
Damn.
Is this something that could fit inside a bread box?
No. I forgot about that classic
yeah,
20 questions.
Classic. Is it something that can fit in this room?
No.
Whoa.
Is it a structure people go inside?
No.
Is it... So it can't be a car, can't be a house, but it's bigger than this room, and it's not a tool.
Not a building, not an airplane.
So then it's a big thing. Is it a, is this a statue?
I was going to ask that too. Just that same tone too.
It's not a statue.
Aww.
Is this something that is like an idea? In your head?
No.
Are you crazy?
I swear it's real.
I mean, like, is it something people imagine? Like, it's not like an actual object.
It is an actual object.
Okay. Is it bigger than an airplane?
Yes.
What? We've decided it's not a living thing?
It's not. Well, we haven't. Talked
but
about
people
it
use it, but it's not daily.
Not daily, and it's not a tool.
And you don't go inside it. So it's
like
not a boat.
Highway?
Oh, a
like
highway.
A street or something?
Do people go on it? As if you can't hear our whole conversation.
You're trying to trick him. Hey, you looked around furtively.
What?
So do people go on it?
Not lately.
Not lately? Ooh. Oh. Is it a bridge?
Down.
No.
Jeez.
Something that is it in Los Angeles?
No.
Is
not
it
really.
Is it many places?
Yes.
So no one has gone
it's,
on.
It's not. It can be seen from
space.
California.
Oh, California. knows how to party.
No one's gone on it lately.
California.
We don't. Some people use it daily, but not a lot of
Kenley
people.
Jansen coming out to the bound.
Yes. That's,
you can see it from California. Not
oh,
a lot of people
from,
use
so
it.
From it's in the water then. So it would be.
Oh, Alcatraz.
No.
Oh.
Is it in the water?
No.
Motherfucker.
How many is that?
Sometimes 14. It's on the water.
Sometimes.
Oh, right, yeah. That's kind of what I meant. But yeah, okay, so it's sometimes it's on. Okay, but sometimes on the water.
But no one's using it lately, or not a lot of people are using it lately.
We haven't talked about if it's living.
They haven't gone on it lately.
Is it living?
No.
Shit. So it's not a whale. It's bigger than an airplane, and sometimes it's on the water. Is it...
What?
Is it... I think it's a shadow of an airplane.
I don't know.
Our shadow's bigger than the actual things.
But
that
a lot of people are using them every day.
Someone uses it every day. It's sometimes it's on the water, and it's fucking bigger than an airplane. Is what's bigger than an airplane?
Two
like
airplanes.
The Golden Gate Bridge, but that's
but it's not a bridge. So it's not a bridge. Sometimes it's on a water, but people aren't using it all that much anymore. And you can see it from California. Sometimes it's on the water, but sometimes it's not on the water. So it's gotta be. Is it an island?
Is it an island?
It's not an island.
Is it made of metal?
No.
What is the it, fuck?
Is it's it not beach? Living, but it's not. Well, I guess it could be organic in the sense of like fruit is organic, but
is it organic?
But can't be. No, no, they
no,
can't be
not
something
question,
bigger.
It's not a question.
Than,
it's not a question.
Can't be something bigger than.
You're too late.
No, 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 no. What's not being used lately?
Did I ask if it was toilet paper?
Yes.
It's not a concept.
It's bigger than an airplane, and it can be seen from California, but people aren't using it. Is it like an abandoned place? Like
that's
a,
why I thought Alcatraz. Was.
But if it's not just, it's in several places, so it's got to be a. It's a generic name for something, like
you
a
can't
bridge.
Go inside.
It's not
it.
A specific bridge.
Yeah. Okay.
You. So what's like a bridge? Is it? Did we ask if it was a highway?
Yeah, we did.
We did?
But it's Lauren's question, I believe.
We said highway, but I don't know if we actually asked that. Did we ask that, Kevin?
Sorta.
Is how many are we at?
Is it
16.
Is it a highway?
No.
Damn it.
Wait. Is it a byway?
Don't waste that.
No. I don't think it's anything from this land belongs to you and me.
Okay, so it's not the New York Island.
Gosh, but is it something like that? Where it's
what
like,
the fuck?
Is it a mountain?
No.
Is it a natural structure?
Yes.
Is it the Grand Canyon?
No.
Is it titties? Is it Pamela Anderson's hard tits? God damn
so
it.
A natural structure that can be seen from California, is it, but it sometimes is on the water, so it's not in space. Bigger than an airplane. Maybe it is. Is it in space?
Yes.
It's in space. So maybe it's the, oh, is it the moon?
Is it the moon?
Yes.
Yeah!
Wow, that was close.
Yeah!
You can see it from everywhere, Paul!
19.
That includes California.
Did I say, can you see
it? I didn't say you couldn't see it from anywhere else.
Ooh,
I think I did say you can see it from many places.
Okay, that was good.
Technically, I don't know if the moon is ever technically on the water.
And technically, it's a concept because I don't believe in the moon.
You can see the reflection of the moon on the water.
But you weren't thinking about the reflection of the moon.
I was.
Okay, fine. Good job. Scott.
Thank you.
Think of something.
Okay.
Don't think of toilet paper.
Okay.
Whatever you do.
Fuck, all I can think of is toilet paper.
That's all he wants to talk about. Okay. Ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Is it an A man-made object.
Yes.
Hmm.
Maybe a woman.
No chance.
So a doctor.
Women are only making new stuff. It's on Shark Tank. Is it on Shark Tank?
Man-made object. Is it a building?
No.
Ow.
Ooh, you okay?
Yeah, I had a cut that I already messed with. Okay. Is it? It's not a building. Is it something that I have in my house? Probably.
No.
Is it a vehicle?
No.
Is it? Are you breathing?
Oh, trying to break the silence.
Is it something? Is it something I can hold in my hand?
Yes.
And get it all. I can hold it all.
Yeah.
It's not like I can just touch it, grab it.
Yeah.
It's a dick.
Is it common?
Yes. Not the rapper Common.
So we didn't guess it yet.
He's a man-made object.
Is it... Was it something that was invented past the 1950s?
I'd say to give you more info, I would say right around then.
Is it... Oh, no. Is it something that...
Two in a row from Laura.
Oh, sorry.
So, man-made object made around the 1950s.
I thought of the moon pretty early on in that, and I didn't want to say it. Because right. I didn't want to sound stupid.
All right, so let's all be willing to sound stupid.
Okay.
Is it a duck's tail? Is it... Okay, so it's not like a TV, because he said I wouldn't have it probably.
And you wouldn't hold a TV in your hand.
And I can't hold it in my hand.
Yeah, although a screen's getting smaller these days, I tell you.
Yeah, everyone can take their TV on the go. It's both good and bad.
Enjoy the go.
I mean, it's great to provide content.
It's toilet paper.
I fucking hate those commercials.
I auditioned to be the Bears.
To be all of them?
The Bears.
I auditioned to be the mom, the kid, another kid.
Yeah. And were you doing it like the Bears?
Is that
like,
your jacket that you
shit
on?
Is that your shit on that tree? Are you wiping your ass in that teepee?
Teepee man-made?
Teepee man-made? Teepee in my bunghole.
Hey, you got a bunch of teepee balls on your ass.
Hey, how embarrassing, bear. Okay. It could fit in your hand. Okay. Is it
metal?
No.
Is it cloth?
No.
Is it skin?
Is it plastic?
Yes.
It's plastic.
Okay, plastic.
She's dead. Wrapped in plastic.
You can hold it in your hand.
Pilot of Twin Peaks.
Oh, sure.
And is it a common object that, like...
You've already...
I did.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That, yes. And I'm afraid you lose. No, what was the consequence of asking?
Nothing.
You just can't do it.
It just doesn't count.
There should be a spanking.
Kevin should spank himself.
Kevin, Kevin's too into it now.
And okay. We're constantly
Kevin's
going
like,
to
spanky,
be...
Spanky. That's a punishment, I say. Okay. It's made of plastic.
Common, invented in the 50s. You can hold it in your hand, but not in your... It's probably not in
Is
your
Is it
house.
A Frisbee?
No.
Is it a toy like that?
Yes.
Ooh.
Ooh. Circular?
No.
Is it a Rubik's Cube?
No.
Is it a... It's not circular. It's plastic. You hold it in your hand. It's a toy.
Is it a...
Oh, wait, it's circular.
Is it... I can't believe I'm going to ask you this. Is it soft or hard? Is it malleable?
No, hard.
It's a toy, right?
A toy.
Do kids still play with this toy?
Yes.
From the 50s.
Is it self-contained, like what it does is the game, or do you use it to do something else?
I would say...
Like a Rubik's Cube is done, but like crayons you use.
No, it's its own thing, but you can also use it with other things, but it's, you know, if you buy it, it's its own thing.
Is it a light bright?
No. How many are we at, Shevin?
18.
You know, silly putty?
No. Is that plastic?
But it's malleable.
That's malleable.
I would consider that. Yeah, I know. Why did I?
Yeah.
I thought that's what you were getting at when you asked
I was
that.
Eliminating it with all those questions, and then I asked it, and I blew a question.
Right. Look.
Hold on, we're not there yet.
How many?
Is it a fun 19. For the whole family, or is it a solo activity?
Ooh, I wouldn't say the whole family would be interested in this, no.
Normal families or your family? That's not a question. I'm kidding.
It's not, but I mean, it's not a thing where it's like a Rubik's Cube or anything like that, where it's like anyone in the family would be all that interested in this, you know? It's pretty much directed at, you know,
one age range.
Yeah.
Is it a doll?
Yes.
Wow.
Is it a cabbage? No.
You only have one left, right? Or is that it?
Is it a Barbie?
That was the 20th.
Is it a Barbie?
Question. It's a Barbie, but you are out of questions.
Wait, was the 21st question the doll?
Yeah. Yes. Damn.
I blew it on that.
They don't call it 22 questions.
Lauren,
I don't like this game.
Such a look. Such a look.
Such a look from Lauren.
I didn't get it.
Sorry.
I liked it.
I liked it.
I liked it. I blew that game because of the
that was fun.
Silly putty question.
And if you were listening at home and you knew it was a Barbie from question 7,
then may I invite you to go fuck yourself.
And
come spank Kevin.
Come spank Kevin.
Come spank Kevin. All right, we're out of time. We're out of time. I had fun.
I had fun.
I hope
listeners,
you had fun, listeners.
We hope you had fun.
And we'll see you next time
on Freedom!
Name that tune. Bye.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.